Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
All right, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey, and I am your host for the Original Lyrics Dream radio show. To listen to our show live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyrics Dream Radio. I want to thank my friend Bill Miller, who's on the dashboard this evening. He's uploading the music and photos from our guests. And just to let you know out there, we are at iHeartRadio. Podcast. How cool is that? You can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. We're also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, and Spotify for podcasters. Very nice. My website is RussellFoiseyMusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. The song you just heard in the chorus is titled Stomp the Ants. Ants stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. So many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Our goal, everyone, with Original Lyrics Dream Radio is this: to pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead that will tell their own story and inspiration behind their music. My own writing experience has come from my life, current events, and family. Those are 3 pretty good categories to write some lyrics to. I wrote my very first lyrics in 2012. That's only 8 years ago, so if I can do it, you can as well, so please try. As an introduction to our next guest interview this evening, you're viewing a slideshow of the Blue Gators Band. Let's play a great track from this cool band, and it's titled Lifting Up.
One night some whiskey, John helping Gators with the South. Got friends among us, lifting up, putting down. Brittany in the corner, itching for a dance. Maybe 4 quick stops, and we'll kick it up again. Sure's fun to see her move. She'll put you in a trance. One night of whiskey, all our friends in the house. One night of whiskey, all our moving to the south. Gotta love all our friends who are lifting up, putting down. Gotta love all our friends who are lifting up, putting down. Thank you. waiting for a dance. Take me maybe 4 quick stops, then we'll kick it up again. Sure, it's fun to see her move. She'll put you in a trance. One night some whiskey, we got barbecue in the house. One night some whiskey, all our moving to the south. I love our friends who are lifting up, putting down. I love all our friends who are lifting up, putting down.
Man, oh man, oh man, there's some great guitar riffs there, for sure. Let me introduce a multi-talented band representing Southwest Florida, Cape Coral, and what they describe as the yacht rock genre. Let's bring on the Blue Gators band. Let me welcome Joe Sherbin on guitar and vocals, Helena Sherbin on bass and vocals, and Patrick Russell on drums. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me in Original Lyrics Dream Radio.
Thank you, Russell and Bill, for having us.
You're welcome. I mentioned in my introduction to start the show, our goal is to pay it forward to the person listening tonight with a goal to be involved with the music industry. So we'll ask a series of questions where our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
Sure.
Yep. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Hey, please tell the listeners about that great track we just heard, Lifting Up, and really upbeat, rocking track. Where did that come from?
Well, we have a wide variety of music that we've wrote, and Lifting Up came along because we needed some more dance songs. One of the risks you take if you have a woman in your band is they will want dance songs. So Joe wrote the lyrics basically about fun nights that are spent out with friends on the town. And the lyrics have room for a shout-out where he can put in the names of our friends into the song. So that makes it kind of fun, too.
That's a great track for sure. Hey, Joe, you started the band in 2013, and you got to tell us how Blue Gators band name originated, but you have some great musician influence in your sound. I mean, you have some heavyweights, Robert Cray, the Doobie Brothers, Slowhand, Eric Clapton. That's an impressive list. And tell our listeners about the yacht rock genre style.
Yeah, the yacht rock. Well, I found yacht rock to be the genre that fits our style of music. Music that is heavily influenced by artists of the 60s and 70s. And
You got some great influence there with Robert Cray and Eric Clapton, a legend.
We did have a little bit of a hard time trying to find the genre that we would fit into. Our music is really varied, and we do cover a number of different things. Some of the songs may sound a little more country. We have some that are islandy or reggae-ish. Some are more rock. And the one thing that fit all of those influences was yacht rock.
All right.
I like it. It's different. I don't know if I've ever heard of yacht rock before.
Well, and neither had we. I think it was some fans that actually came up to us at one point, and they said, "This is the greatest yacht rock." And we talked to them for a bit, and we found out that there is a serious radio station for the yacht rock genre. And we started looking into it some more, and we thought, yeah, okay, that's us.
that's one of those moments, right?
Yes.
So, Kalina, you and Joe have played in bands together for some time, and I think this band was formed in Western Colorado. Tell us about your early days and then your eventual move to Florida.
Well, Joe and I played music together from the beginning of our relationship. I played keyboard, and he was playing bass with the band that that he was already playing with when we met. And the Blue Gators has definitely evolved over the years. We started out with Joe on lead. Myself, I played bass and rhythm guitar. And then we had Gordon Allen. He played saxophone, and he would sub in on bass to have a break off of the saxophone. And we had Eric Valdez on congas. And that's how the band started. That was the original members. And then we have had other members that have come in and out over the years. We did have a lot of support in Colorado. We built a steady fan base. And we've been in Florida now for 2 years, and we're building a whole new set of fans. It takes time to work and get established in a new area, but we're getting a lot of positive feedback, and I think people are hungry for new live music.
Yeah,
I would agree with that statement. I would agree. Patrick, do we have you on this evening?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, Patrick, tell me about your drum style. And I've always said that the bass and drums are the backbone and spine in every band. And I'm looking at your bio now, man. You've played with some impressive people.
Well, you know, it was the luck of the draw. You know, my drum style came from listening to a large variety of music and great drummers and artists from way back. You know, when music was really being played live and there was a feeling that captured you. So when you put a little of everything that you heard other drummers did, that's where you create your own style. And like you said, the bass and drums are the backbone and spine in every band. But I would sum it all up and say bass and drums are like Frank and Jesse James, Bonnie and Clyde, and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, just to name a few.
I like it. I like it. No, your bio is very impressive. You run the morning show with Regis and Kathy Lee, and you've accompanied Jeffrey Osborne and, boy, Lou Rawls.
Yep. And,
incredible.
You know, it's a lot of artists that, you know, I ran into and I accompanied, you know, just about 2 years ago, I think it was, you know, the band back, Bobby Brown. You know, and we did a lot of things, Rich Little, and a lot of big names, you know, and great experience dealing with them.
No, very impressive bio. I'm looking at it right now. Here's a two-part question for anyone who would like to answer this. What are your first thoughts in developing the song? And I've always said writing is all about emotion. You really need this emotion, in my opinion, to deliver the track. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I guess for me, it's just, you know, I have music in my head. I listen to a lot of music all the time. And I just have riffs or little catchy phrases in my head. And I try to get to, you know, sing them over and over again and try to find a way to get to my iPhone to record it really fast. You know, things like that. You know, just noodling around, I guess. That's where it starts.
Yeah, you know, we've always mentioned to our listeners. Oh, I'm sorry, Kalina, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We've always mentioned to our listeners in previous episodes, when you have a thought or a melody or a lyric, make sure you have something to record, whether it's an app on your phone and a voice recorder. If you ever miss that moment, it's oh no.
And it goes. Once you do, you can't find that. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
No, that's exactly right.
Well, and
I know
what
we met.
Is the emotion absolutely comes into play. Sometimes he's come up with lyrics and he tries to put the music to them. And of course, you know, some music is just going to go with those lyrics. And you just keep playing around until you find what fits.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's a great answer. We actually met through my friend, an engineer on this show, Bill Miller. The Songwriter Showcase festivals are a very special place for me to highlight the original lyrical artist. We've taken part ourselves for the last 3 years and DeLand, Ormond Beach, and Daytona. I like to be a part of gigs where you can focus on your original tracks. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's like originality is always the best way to go. And it's like Christmas with presents. You don't know what's in them. And when you open it up and you start, at the end of the day, it puts a smile on your face. You know?
Sure.
That's to me, that's what original music really does. And it captures you, and it makes the world happy.
I couldn't agree more. You know, it's almost like it's your baby, right? You're developing
right.
the thought, the melody, the riff, the title, the story.
Yep.
And then you're presenting it to your audience.
And it's nothing better to see your audience just enjoying the music that you created and dancing to it. You know, it's a pleasure to see that.
You know, I see the list of festivals that you've been a part of. What an impressive list. The Aspen Wine Festival, the San Juan Film Festival, Joe Cocker's Mad Dog Ranch, Arrowhead Music Series, and Music on the Green. Joe Cocker, I'm a big fan of Joe Cocker. Tell me about what each of these festivals have all meant to you.
Well, they were definitely some great opportunities. We had a wonderful time playing in Colorado. And the music festivals in Colorado are really all about original music. A lot of the opportunities that were given to us because we were playing original music. And I want to stress that a little bit because you know, a lot of naysayers will tell you that that's not the way to go. But, you know, it's not been our experience. You can find opportunities playing original music that you won't find when you're playing just cover tunes. And each of these festivals, like you say, were such an honor and such a great time because a lot of them were festivals that included a lineup of a lot of other musicians and bands, and there's nothing better than going out to a festival like that, meeting the other musicians, hearing their music, and just having a day full of that is so wonderful. And that's actually, we had such a great time. We went to Ormond Beach and we went to DeLand and we spent the whole day. And, you know, when we weren't playing, we were watching everybody else. And we just had such a wonderful time meeting everybody and listening to everybody.
You make such a great point because there's so many bars and venues that would just like the bands to play 4 hours of covers. But as an original songwriter, you're dying to play your own music. But you know, and I agree with you. I'd like to search out opportunities, you know, where a club owner wants to hear that original song.
Well, and there are those places. we're 2 years here so far. So, you know, I can't say that I have all the answers yet for this particular area. In Colorado, for instance, it's somewhat the same. You have to find the venues where they want to hear that. And we're a little unusual in that we have played only original music and then just had maybe one or two covers that we'll play during the night. And usually we throw those in so that we have some additional dance songs to supplement the songs of our own that are good dance songs. But we are pretty much the opposite of everybody else because we do play all original music. And, you know, there's some venues where people are going to love it. And you just have to find those venues. You have to find those places where that's what they want to see.
Great point. The ability to use social media to market your sound, I think now is incredible. I say every week. When you develop your own track and you put it in social media, the entire planet can hear your music. What has social media meant to you to grow and connect your fan base?
Well, social media is like the freedom train. You know, it gives you that ability to express yourself without any encumbrances and just to travel the world free of charge. You know, you just get there and you just sit down and let the world hear what you have done and enjoy without even leaving your house. You know, it's a freedom train.
Patrick, you're coming up with some great phrases tonight.
Well, you know, Kalina, when I meet Kalina, she always gives me this coffee. I don't know what she puts in it, but I think she put a little extra tonight.
Well, it's time to play another great track, and I have to say, Kalina, I had a chuckle when I heard this song. I think it's a great title, and we all know what it's about. So, Bill, let's play this great track called Green Tea. absolutely love this track. Let's welcome back, everybody, the Blue Gators Band with Joe Sherbin, Kalina Sherbin, and Patrick Russell. Kalina, I don't have to ask your inspiration on this track. You love green tea.
This was written for me, but I'll let Joe tell about it.
Okay.
That is pretty obvious. It's every night of the week for, probably 5 years now, 6 years. Practice, she always has green tea. And I just wrote the song about her addiction to green tea. Try to make it funny a little bit. That's kind of what I did.
It's always great to write that funny track, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. It's a nice bluesy. I love it. Well, tell us about your titles of your two albums, and I understand you're going back in the studio pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get together, go in there and get a third album done. We have about 35 to 40 songs to choose from. We don't have a title yet, though, on it, but we're going to do it soon here. Yep.
Well, that's great.
Our first album, Amazing Blue, was released in 2015. It was recorded at Sunny Days Studio with John Anders. And it included Johnny Ray on drums, Gordon Allen on sax, and Eric Valdez on congas and vocals. And our second album, Right Side Up, was released on 2016, and we had Maria Tyrone join us on keys. So we've had a lot of fun.
The studio is a great place to create, and what does it mean to you, Patrick, to record in the studio?
Well, the studio is like being in the wilderness with a lot of greenery and everything. You know, you have that freedom and that feeling that you are just isolated, where you can express yourself and have no interruption. And at the end of the day, you will have, this great smile, because it is like looking down from the mountain and you just see that vast, open land, you know, with height and everything, and you just look and say, wow, what a sight, you know. So the studio is like, wow, what a sound. Mm-hmm. You know,
I couldn't agree more. The studio is like no other. It's a great experience, again, to create. And when you walk out with that with that demo on a bounce down CD, and you're trying to shape it and form your track.
Mm-hmm.
Great experience.
Yep. It is an experience that you just can't, you try to explain it, but you have to do it. You have to be there. You know, you cannot explain the feeling of it while you're doing it to anyone who never done it. It's hard.
I tell our listeners every week, Patrick, everyone out there has to record at least one song. Just one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and the difficulty is just in trying to capture that moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to go into the studio and capture that moment and that feeling.
Energy.
And that energy into the song, you know, that's the challenge.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the music industry now and how it's really changed completely to digital streaming and the social media landscape. I ask this question every week because I kind of like to weigh the artist's opinion. We're our own boss now to place the music. You're not waiting for that promoter back in the day, or really the record label, you know, to navigate you and guide you. Do you like where the music is today?
I think that it's a great opportunity. You know, I think that this is probably one of the best times to be an independent musician. The opportunity is out there. The field is somewhat saturated because the opportunity is there for everybody. But I like where music is today. It's not all or nothing like it was in the past. And there's room for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, what it is basically less controlled. You know, back then everything was controlled and more like
freedom.
You know, now it is freedom. You know, it was, you were told what to do most of the time back then. But now you're free to roam, like they say.
Yeah, great point. I think the promoter and the label back in the day, it really told you how to record your track, the genre to record it in. And
right.
I think freedom is the best word to describe where we are today with music.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
True.
You know.
So what is up next for the Blue Gators Band, upcoming projects and gigs? And please tell everybody where they can find you online and all the social media platforms.
Well, tomorrow we'll be playing in downtown Fort Myers for the River District Music Walk. And that should be a lot of fun because it's, you know, the holiday season and they have everything decorated down there. So that will be beautiful. We will also be playing all the upcoming Veg Fests in the area.
Yes, we are.
They'll be having Veg Fests in Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita, and Port Charlotte. And they're just going to have great food and presentations. And it's about farm-to-table eating and, you know, trying to do a more vegetable-based diet. So we're going to play all of those for them. And we'll also be at Rackham in Cape Coral on January 18th. And we're hoping on February 8th that we can make it to Daytona for the Main Street Live Festival that's being put on by the Songwriters Showcase Association.
I hope you can, because we'll be there, and I hope to meet you in person.
Good.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love doing those festivals.
Mhm. Oh, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Make sure I mention he's going to ask us about.
Okay.
He wants to make sure that we mention that we're at thebluegators.com, and we do try to keep our events updated on Facebook and across quite a few platforms.
Sure.
And on our website.
Now, with the name Blue Gators Band, do you have to be a fan of the Gators?
Well, it doesn't hurt, but it's not required.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being on with me tonight. That's all we have time for, but I really appreciate you being my guest on my show, Original Lyric Stream Radio, and I have really great respect for your music and as artist. Very, very nice bluesy genre sound. I love the riff, and it's just great to have you on this evening.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Russell.
Yeah, thank you. It's a
we'll
pleasure.
Thank you very much. We'll post a replay on the show on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn for all your fans.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great evening.
Okay,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Please visit my website, russellfoiziemusic.com, to check out all my news, and there's some great merch to include music, and we also have T-shirts, one from this radio show. On Facebook, check out my page, Music Lover 1670. I have some additional artwork clothing for purchase there. My name is Russell Foisey, your host of the Original Lyric Stream radio show. Thank you again, Bill, and remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.